The Bush administration has announced that the U.S. military will stop using Puerto Rico's Vieques Island for target practice, but the announcement got a mixed reaction in Puerto Rico because the ban does not take effect right away. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
The U.S. military has long said that Vieques was the crown jewel in its collection of training sites around the world. It offers water deep enough for battleships, an accessible shoreline, and separation from commercial air routes. But ever since a local guard on the base was killed 2 years ago, Puerto Rican protests against the artillery range have grown, and now most of the island commonwealth, from the governor on down, opposes the continued presence of the U.S. military on Vieques. Speaking in Sweden during his European tour, President Bush said he had gotten the message and had this unequivocal solution.
And have made the statement loud and clear that within a reasonable period of time, that the Navy will find another place to practice.
The news reverberated quickly through Puerto Rico. The island's new governor, Sila Calderon, had run on a populist anti-military platform. She was just on Vieques yesterday morning, expressing solidarity with protesters who were camped out near the entrance to the Navy's property. Yesterday afternoon, back at the governor's mansion in San Juan, she had this reaction.
We're very satisfied knowing it's coming to an end, but are against the continuation of the Navy's target practice for 2 more years. The exercises are dangerous and violate the rights of the citizens of Vieques.
Juan Garcia Pasolacqua, a longtime observer of Puerto Rican politics at the Center for Advanced Studies in San Juan, said the cool reaction to the president's announcement was understandable. The reason, he said, is because it was not geared to please Puerto Ricans on the island.
What he's doing is he's pleasing the Puerto Ricans in Florida and in New York. The parade in New York last Sunday, Puerto Rican National Day, was a pro-Vieques demonstration, and the census has produced the amazing figure that there are 500,000 Puerto Ricans in Florida, which is more than the Cubans. So he was playing to New York and Florida because Pataki and his brother are running in 2002. So in that sense, it's a brilliant move.
Indeed, New York Governor George Pataki, who has become a vocal opponent of the Navy's presence, was one of the first to respond to the president's announcement. Pataki told reporters that he met with Bush advisor Karl Rove on the issue just 3 days ago. He called the decision to wind down the use of Vieques a positive step. Meanwhile, on the island of Vieques itself, protesters were both jubilant and defiant. Robert Rabin is the spokesman for the Committee to Rescue and Protect Vieques. He said that the Navy's 2-year timetable was unacceptable, but he added it was nonetheless a victory.
The people of Vieques, using peaceful, nonviolent civil disobedience, have forced the most powerful military apparatus to ever exist in the history of humanity to stop doing what they want to do.
Not all the reaction to the president's decision was positive. A local group known as Viecans for the Navy says the Navy has been a major pillar of the local economy. Michael Rivera is a security guard with a company that gets a lot of work from the Navy.
The majority of the people want the Navy to stay in Vieques because they know what the Navy has done for here in Vieques the past 60 years. 60 years ago, before the Navy got here, the people were working on a sugarcane plantation making chump change. And the Navy come in, and they started giving them jobs, and the people were making good money. And now if the Navy leaves, there's not going to be nothing.
For the moment, however, the Navy is still very much a presence in Vieques. Yesterday, a naval battle group began a new series of exercises 50 miles offshore. Commanders are planning to begin ground exercises on Vieques, including aerial and naval bombardment, on Monday. If that happens, opponents vow that despite the U.S. promise to leave, they are going to mount the most massive protest Vieques has yet seen. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.